Hola, salut, hello, привет, hi, and welcome to the 29th episode of the Language Mannerings podcast. My name is Jonathan. Me llamo Jonathan. Je m'appelle Jonathan. Ich heiße Jonathan. Меня зовут Jonathan. And in this episode, I'm going to be teaching you about four or five languages that I feel comfortable speaking with, so that you can introduce yourself to somebody in a conversation, say what your name is and where you live and how old you are, and that you speak a little bit of the target language and that you're studying it, or that you understand or that you don't understand. And you can ask somebody if they speak your native language. I kind of limit some of these basic phrases, but this is kind of based on some of the things that I've been working with the Benny Lewis Speak in a Week crash course, with other foreign languages that I've been trying to study for the past 3 months so far this year. And so I decided that it would be helpful for people who haven't studied a foreign language before, if they want to get a sampling of Spanish, French, German, and Russian. And I'll be kind of narrating this in my native English. To start off with, if we want to say hi in different foreign languages, we have to keep in mind that sometimes we have to be formal with people. Well, if you're going to be polite to people of authority, people who are older than you, people who you may not know, so people you are meeting for the first time. So in many other cultures, especially if you're an English speaker, let's say from the United States, and you're listening to this, it may not be so intuitive that you have to separate the language into, are you speaking formally or informally? So another idea of the opposite of formal, in terms of informal or familiar, this would be speaking to your close friends, speaking to people who are your age, speaking to people who may be younger than you. This could be classmates in high school, or classmates in university, for example, or co-workers. And perhaps if you're going to be formal at work or at school, you may be formal with your boss, or you may be formal with your teacher, or people who may be part of the administration. So those would be some ways to kind of get your head around what does it mean to be formal or informal. So to begin with, to be formal in some of these languages and to say hello, some of them you do have to realize what time of day is it. Like in English, we do make a difference between good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and some other languages do base their way of saying hello on the time of day. So for example, in Spanish, buenos dias is a morning expression. And literally you're saying good morning, but you're actually saying it in the plural, good mornings. But so in this case, buenos dias. Buenos dias. If you're saying hello in the afternoon, so after 12 noon until about sunset, you're going to be saying buenas tardes. And there is kind of a cultural hesitation that I've seen living in Mexico, is that kind of you continue saying buenas tardes until kind of late in the day, because I have a hesitation because the word like buenas noches, meaning good night, that's a way to say goodbye, like before you go to sleep. So I do see some of this kind of a hesitation of like, at what point do I stop saying buenas tardes? Like how late is the afternoon, evening? In French, you say bonjour, and that is again saying good day. But in this case, it's all one word, B-O-N-J-O-U-R. And bonjour, in contrast to Spanish with buenos dias and buenas tardes, bonjour lasts like almost all day long as a hello, as a formal hello, until late in the evening. In terms of saying good evening in French, bonsoir, again, that's one word, and you're saying good evening, B-O-N-S-O-I-R. This was a difficult thing for me to get my head around when I was living in Paris, and especially in the time of year where it would be past around the time of the summer equinox, because there was always this hesitation when I would be crossing somebody on a staircase to say hello or good evening to a neighbor or somebody who I didn't know in a different apartment building. No matter what I said, they would contradict me. So if I said bonjour to say kind of hello, but it was now like 8 o'clock at night, but it was still daylight out because it wouldn't get dark until late, I think the person would kind of contradict me and say bonsoir. And if I made the initiative to say bonsoir, they would kind of contradict me and say bonjour. So I was never fully confident at like how do people determine when to say bonjour and when to say bonsoir in the evening, of is it based on daylight, of is it light or dark outside, or is it the certain time of day? So no matter what, if it's dark or light outside, you'll say bonsoir at 8 p.m. So I could never figure that out when I was living in Paris, but I think most people would say just it doesn't matter. I mean, don't sweat it. German. If you're going to say good morning, this is very similar to English, Guten Morgen. Later, you can use Guten Tag. It's spelled TAG, but the pronunciation, the G usually becomes like a K sound, Guten Tag. And that's kind of like a good day, good afternoon expression. And then good evening in German is a Guten Abend. And that falls into a similar pattern like in English, since English is roughly based on the German heritage. In Russian, you would say in the morning, Доброе утро, Добрый день, for good afternoon, and Добрый вечер, for good evening. Now, aside from these expressions, in some of the languages, you do have just a hello, which would not necessarily be time sensitive. So in Spanish, you could say hola. In French, well, bonjour does kind of cover the idea of most of the day. And German, you could say hello. In Russian, if you were being formal, you could say здравствуйте. And if you are going to be informal, in Spanish, you could still say hola. In French, then you could say salut. In German, you can say hello. And in Russian, you could say privet, which is a more informal way. If you want to be semi-formal in Russian, if you're kind of in between being very, very formal and semi-formal, this is kind of a strange concept, there's strezvoy, which is still leaning towards a formal expression of the. Similar to the stratsvitie, which you're literally telling the person to be in good health when you're greeting them, and less formal is the stratsvoy. And then privyet would be very on friendly terms with people that you know as somebody your age or somebody as a close friend. Then after you have said hello to somebody, it's very common to ask them how they are. So in Spanish, if you're going to be formal, it's como está, which is basically like como está usted. The usted word means the you formal, at least in Mexican Spanish. If you're talking to more than one person in Mexican Spanish, you would say como están ustedes. In terms of the conjugations in Mexican Spanish, they use the third person singular, like the he, she, it form is the you formal singular, and they use the third person plural for to say you plural. So whether that's you plural formal or informal, they use ustedes as a way to kind of refer to more than one person that you're addressing. In Spain, they have different forms. I don't use Spanish from Spain, so I prefer actually not to go into those details so I don't make some kind of a mistake. In French, they use, and when you're going to say, the basic way to say hello or how are you is comment ça va, which is how are things going or how does it go, comment ça va. In that case, because you're asking comment, which is the how, there's probably going to be an answer of like ça va bien, like it's going well. Most of the time, if you're asking somebody just a quick yes, no, is like, is everything okay? You could ask somebody, ça va? Is it going? Are things fine? And they usually answer, ça va, just with a downward intonation to say that it's a sentence. Ça va? And you answer, ça va. And you could go around an entire table of people that you would meet and asking them, ça va? Ça va? Ça va? Ça va? Ça va? Ça va? And they would be answering kind of very quickly just to get the kind of formalities out of the way. If you're asking somebody that you are friendly with, you could use comment vas-tu? Comment vas-tu? And this would be responding to, this is similar to the like comment allez-vous, which is how are you doing? How are you? Comment allez-vous would be formal, and comment vas-tu would be informal. And you would probably answer something like je vais bien, like I'm doing well. Je vais bien. Je vais bien, merci. Like I'm fine, thank you. As opposed to Mexican Spanish, French uses for the vous form, that is the second person plural. That's not like in Spanish, which would be in Mexican Spanish, which would be the third person singular or the third person plural. And when you're speaking French, the second person plural vous is both formal and the second person plural informal. So these could be a group of your friends that you could refer to as vous, or a singular person formal. So somebody in authority, you could say vous. In German, if you want to ask somebody how they are, in a formal way, you can say wie geht es, and then if you want to be formal, wie geht es bei Ihnen, or wie geht es bei dir. So the bei dir would be the informal, and you could respond by saying mir geht's gut or mir geht es gut. It's very often used to put an apostrophe to shorten the gate s to just gates, mir gates, mir gates gut. In Russian, it's very common to use the expression как дела, and you could say хорошо, спасибо, just to keep things kind of simple. So как дела is you're literally asking how are affairs, or how are matters. How are your personal affairs? How are your personal matters? So you could still use an adjective to say как ваши дела, or you could use как твои дела to say specifically how are your things, how are your affairs, how are your matters, to ask somebody how they are. And it's very common just to respond with хорошо, спасибо, like fine, thanks. Now, after you usually respond with a fine thanks, it's quite common to return the question and say, and you? So, for example, in Spanish, like, hola, ¿cómo estás? So, how are you? That would be informal. And hola, ¿cómo está usted? How are you? Formal. Or hola, ¿cómo están ustedes? So, how are you? Plural, more than one person. And the answer, estoy bien, I am fine. Y tú would be the saying you informal. So somebody like your friend, y tú. Or if you want to be formal, y usted. Or if you want to be speaking to a group of people, y ustedes. And those would be examples in Mexican Spanish. In French, you have a variety of ways to ask somebody. So you could say, ça va? And you would just answer, ça va. You could say, comment ça va? And then you're kind of asking the person to give you a little more detail. So, ça va bien, like I'm fine, or it's going well, ça va bien. And if it's kind of comment allez-vous, how are you, or comment vas-tu, how are you in informal, quite often you're going to respond, je vais bien, merci, et toi, which would be informal, or et vous, which would be formal, or even just plural. In German, wie geht es bei Ihnen? Mir geht's gut, danke, und bei Ihnen, or und bei dir. So those would be two possibilities. The first was the formal, and the second the informal. In Russian, хорошо, спасибо, а у тебя, which would be informal, and а у вас, and you, formal. Next, if you're meeting somebody for the first time, you probably want to tell them, nice to meet you, or it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, some kind of expression like that. So in Spanish, you say, mucho gusto. Mucho gusto. And in French, you can say, enchanté. Enchanté. That's a very simple way to say, it's a pleasure. And German, it's a little bit more formal. Es freut mich, kennenzulernen. Es freut mich, kennenzulernen. Like, it pleases me to make your acquaintance. Russian, very simple expression. Очень приятно is a way to say nice to meet you. Then you probably want to ask somebody what their name is and be able to give your name. So to say, what is your name? Again, we have to determine if you're speaking informally or formally. So first we'll start with the formal. What is your name? Formal in Spanish. ¿Cómo se llama usted? ¿Cómo se llama usted? If you're speaking to more than one person, ¿Cómo se llaman ustedes? ¿Cómo se llaman ustedes? And if you're talking to somebody your age or younger, ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas? And the answer to all three of those possible questions for what is your name is, my name is, me llamo Jonathan. Me llamo Jonathan. In French, comment vous appelez-vous? Comment vous appelez-vous? That would be the formal. And in the informal, comment tu t'appelles? Comment tu t'appelles? And to answer those, we say, je m'appelle. Je m'appelle. Je m'appelle Jonathan. Or je m'appelle Jonathan. I usually actually change the pronunciation of my name when I'm speaking different languages. It's kind of strange. In German, the formal, wie heißen Sie? Wie heißen Sie? In the informal, wie heißt du? Wie heißt du? And to answer that, to say my name is, ich heiße Jonathan. Ich heiße Jonathan. In Russian, you would ask somebody, как ваше имя? Как ваше имя? Or, как вас зовут? Как вас зовут? So in the first example, it would be literally, what is your name? Как ваше имя? And in the second example, как вас зовут? Is literally, how do people call you? What do people call you? And informally, you'd say, как твоя имя? Как твоя имя? Or, как тебя зовут? Как тебя зовут? So in the first example, what is your name? And the second would be, what do people call you? What are you called? And to answer those, you'd say, меня зовут. Меня зовут. That's the more common way to say, people call me. Then you may want to ask somebody, where do they live? So you would ask somebody in Spanish, ¿Dónde vives? ¿Dónde vives? That would be informal. If it was being formal, ¿Dónde vive usted? In plural, ¿Dónde viven ustedes? And to answer, I would say, vivo en. Now, in Mexican Spanish, at least, that word vivo in the verb to live, it's written V-I-V-I-R. But it's quite often that the letter V, like victory, and the letter B, like Bob, is pronounced both like the letter B, like Bob. And to spell in Mexican Spanish, people make a distinction between big B, B grande, which would be the B like Bob, the second letter of the alphabet, and V like Victor, which is also pronounced like B. They call this little B or B chica in Mexican Spanish to distinguish between is this B grande or B chica. So to live, V-I-V-I-R, is spelled with B chica, E, Latina, B chica, O. So yo vivo, N, and then you say where you live. You probably have to look up the names of these places in a dictionary to know what their Spanish equivalent is. In French, you can ask somebody, où habitez-vous? Où habitez-vous? Or informally, où habites-tu? Or you could ask them, où est-ce que tu habites? Où est-ce que tu habites? And you can answer this, j'habite à, or j'habite en. I mean, the preposition à or en depends on kind of where you're talking about. The prepositions in French can be a little bit of a pain to learn, especially with place names. In German, if you want to ask somebody where they live, you say wo wohnen Sie, wo wohnen Sie, or wo wohnst du, wo wohnst du. And you can answer, ich wohne in. In Russian, you would ask somebody, где вы живете? Где вы живете? So that'd be the formal. And the informal, где ты живешь? Где ты живешь? And you can answer, я живу в, or я живу на. So again, like in French, the preposition that depends on where you're talking about. Next, if you wanted to ask somebody how old they are, you could ask them in Spanish, ¿Cuántos años tienes? That would be informal. And formal, ¿Cuántos años tiene usted? Or plural, ¿Cuántos años tienen ustedes? So literally what you're saying is, how many years do you have? And to answer that, you would say, tengo, and then the number of years. Tengo, and then a number, años. So, for example, I'm 34 years old, so tengo 34 años. So I have to say, I have 34 years, literally. In French, I would ask somebody, quel âge avez-vous? Quel âge avez-vous? Or in informal, quel âge as-tu? Quel âge as-tu? So literally what I'm saying is, what age do you have? And I would answer, j'ai 34 ans. J'ai 34 ans. So I would, again, like in Spanish, say I have, and then the number of years, and then say the word en for the word years. In German, I would ask somebody, wie alt sind Sie? Or informally, wie alt bist du? Wie alt bist du? This one is very similar to the English, in which makes sense that the English is based on German, to say, how old? Old as an adjective, are you? How old are you? And in Russian, if you're going to ask somebody their age, you would say, сколько вам лет? Сколько вам лет? Or informal, сколько тебе лет? Сколько тебе лет? And literally what you're asking is, how many years do you have? And you would answer, Mnie 34 года. So what I answered is that I have 34 years. And finally, just a few other expressions to help you with your conversation. You can say, I speak a little, let's say, I speak a little Spanish, I speak a little French. Hablo un poco español. Hablo un poco español. Je parle un peu le français. Je parle un peu le français. Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. Я говорю немного по-русски. Я говорю немного по-русски. I'm studying Spanish. I'm studying French. Estoy aprendiendo el español. Estoy aprendiendo el español. J'étudie le français. J'étudie le français. Ich studiere Deutsch. Ich studiere Deutsch. Я изучаю русский язык. Я изучаю русский язык. I don't understand. No entiendo. No entiendo. Je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends pas. Ich verstehe nicht. Ich verstehe nicht. Я не понимаю. Я не понимаю. Do you speak English? Let's use English as an example. Do you speak English? ¿Habla usted inglés? ¿Habla usted inglés? That would be formal. Or plural. ¿Hablan ustedes inglés? ¿Hablan ustedes inglés? Or informal. ¿Hablas inglés? ¿Hablas inglés? In French. ¿Est-ce que vous parlez anglais? ¿Est-ce que vous parlez anglais? And informal. ¿Est-ce que tu parles l'anglais? ¿Est-ce que tu parles l'anglais? And in German. ¿Sprechen Sie Englisch? ¿Sprechen Sie Englisch? And informal. ¿Sprichst du Englisch? ¿Sprichst du Englisch? And in Russian. ¿Вы говорите по-английски? ¿Вы говорите по-английски? And in the informal, ты говоришь по-английски? Ты говоришь по-английски? And you can answer yes or no. So in Spanish, sí, no. In French, oui, non. In German, ya, nein. And in Russian, da, нет. And to say please, thank you, you could say please, por favor, por favor. In French, s'il vous plaît, it would be formal. And if you're speaking to a friend, s'il te plaît, s'il te plaît. And in German, bitte, bitte. And in Russian, пожалуйста, пожалуйста. To say thank you, say gracias, gracias. Merci, danke. Спасибо. And to say you're welcome, or don't mention it, is it de nada? De nada. In French, de rien. De rien. In German, nix. Nix. In Russian, you can say не за что. Не за что. And finally, to say goodbye, you can say hasta luego, which would be formal. In French, au revoir, au revoir. In German, auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen. And if you're maybe on the telephone, auf Wiederhören, auf Wiederhören. And in Russian, до свидания, до свидания. And if you're being informal with a friend, you could say, hasta nos vemos, hasta luego. In French, you could say, à tout à l'heure, like, see you later. Or à demain, see you tomorrow, or à tout, like see you, or à plus, see you later. In German, you can say tschüss. And in Russian, you can say пока. So I think those are a lot of expressions that could get you by in your first conversation if you're speaking Spanish or French or German or Russian. And then from there, you could start to build on with other expressions. But those are some of the basics just to get you by with your first conversation. I hope you found this useful. If you like these kinds of a podcast that kind of go through different expressions in different languages and multiple languages, then let me know and I will be happy to make more of these if you find them useful and informative. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Gracias. Merci. Vielen Dank. Спасибо большое. And if you would like to take English lessons with me or hear more about my language Mandarin, so you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINSinternational.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'm looking forward to the next podcast. Take care.